Hello, and welcome to Fine Art Week. We're replaying some of our finest episodes about some of the finest works of art ever created. Enjoy, and we'll have all new episodes for you next week.
I think our show deserves to be memorialized as a marble sculpture, don't you? We'll take bids after the episode. It's time for Cool, Weird, Awesome. Welcome back to Cool, Weird, Awesome, a show that knows great art when it sees it. I'm Brady. It's Monday, October 11th, Indigenous Peoples Day, and a good day to talk about a sculptor who truly brought her subjects to life, Edmonia Lewis. The details of her often difficult life can be hard to piece together, in part because she often told different stories about her life to different audiences. But we know that Lewis was born in the 1840s to a black father and a Chippewa mother, and was mostly raised by her aunts in upstate New York. She studied at Oberlin College for a time, but truly began her sculpting career in Boston, where she made and sold acclaimed works that depicted famous figures of the time, like the abolitionist William Lloyd Garrison and Robert Shaw, the Civil War colonel who would later be one of the main characters in the movie Glory. Lewis's profile grew after she moved to Europe and started creating grander, larger works. Many sculptors hired stone workers then to do the chiseling for them. Lewis did it herself. She didn't want anyone to be able to say someone else deserved the credit for her work. And those works deserved plenty of credit. Her depiction of the death of Cleopatra won plenty of admirers, and while a few people thought it was graphic and shocking, nobody could dispute it was a singular piece of sculpture. In other works, like Old Arrow Maker, Lewis sculpted indigenous people with great respect, at a time when they were usually portrayed as wild or violent. Many of her works have been lost over the years, but in the last few decades, art historians have spread the word about Edmonia Lewis, a sculptor who overcame obstacles few of her fellow sculptors had to face, and created works that were as powerful and meaningful as any of them. You can learn more about the life and art of Edmonia Lewis at coolweirdawesome.com, and we'll hear about some very little works of art after this short break, so stick around.
Like listening to Cool Weird Awesome? Help us make Cool Weird Awesome as a backer on Patreon. For just $1 a month, you'll get loads of extras, including more episodes of the show. Backing us would be cool. Backing us would be awesome. Backing us will never be weird. Learn more today at patreon.com/Brady Carlson. Thanks.
You're listening to our show today, and that's great, but did you know you can also listen to our show tomorrow? That's right. And if you subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, you'll make listening to the show every day really easy for yourself. And good for you for doing it. Happy Thanksgiving to our listeners in Canada. It's a big country, except in the exhibit known as Little Canada, which features miniature versions of some of the country's most famous cities, landmarks, and attractions. If you like, you can see the whole country in just one visit. I'm Brady. Wherever you go today, have a good one. Thanks for listening, and come back again tomorrow for more Cool, Weird, Awesome.